largest Homeland Security operations to date, ICE and FBI agents are questioning foreign students who were issued visas in Middle Eastern countries over the past 2 years. In some major cities where there are large numbers of foreign residents,
groups have protested the operation, claiming that it unfairly targets innocent civilians and amounts to racial profiling. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed
a report. It's found that the American invasion and occupation of Iraq has helped spawn a new generation of Islamic radicalism.
In it. I have noticed that over the years you have tried to pass me by. I have noticed that you think I'm very strange, and the way I think you might consider it to be wrong. Dear world, and everyone in it. From the moment I was born, I remember feeling different. I remember thinking that I had a special kind of vision that allowed me to see things that you couldn't see. I don't think I ever felt the same as you felt, and I'm not exactly angry about it. It just seems that's the way things are. I have to admit that I have spent the majority of my life feeling confused, feeling alien and disconnected. Never quite getting things the way it seems everyone else gets them, or understanding things exactly. Dear world. Their world and everyone in it. It's hard to always laugh when you don't know what people find so funny.
I'm not sure. copy of the transcript printing up for you now, sir.
I got something. This guy made a call yesterday from a phone in Marseille that we've been sitting on. Claims he's been selected to become Shaheed.
Picking up a little Arabic?
No, just your basic Shihadi. Now, Clayton, this one's operational. This cat thinks he's going to be in paradise by the end of the week.
No matter what must be with Daya.
Screen. Millions of us came together in a public place to understand the present, to see visions of the future, sharing emotions, sharing experiences that shaped our lives.
I have a dream.
Then there was a second screen.
Television?
Where do you want it, Governor?
It connected us to our world, and even to other worlds. It gave us amazing new games to play. It made us think and got us talking. But although this is a world we could all share, the experience itself was becoming private. Then came a third screen. It changed the way we worked and played. It became part of something much bigger, the internet. And a revolution happened. We could play new games in new ways, find new music in new places. New communities, new kinds of communities emerged. But the experience had become individual, even solitary. The sense of community felt real, but it was virtual. And then everything changed. And it changed forever. Everything came to us in a device that could fit into our pocket. We went back out into the world. We listened to what we loved, when we liked. We played when we wanted, where we chose. We shared what inspired us with everyone we cared about. We carried our sense of purpose with us. We discovered new people and places and experiences. And our sense of purpose kept growing. It was the end of something. It was the beginning of everything. Welcome to the fourth screen.